No, we're still too young.
Hello and welcome to In the Know with Sokiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Sokiniwa, and I hope everyone's having a nice evening. My featured guest for this evening is UK singer and songwriter Edidion. But before I get started, for all you artists who would like to get your music played on the IL Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Internet L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@internetlent.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@internetlent.com.
All right, if you're just tuning in, my featured guest is independent artist Edidion. Hello, Edidion. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, Oheniwa. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, I know that there is a difference in the time between you being in London and me being in the States.
Yes.
And I want to thank you so very much for being on with me. I know you may be tired, and, you know, I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. If you don't mind, what time is it over there in the UK right now?
Right now, it's 3:32 a.m.
Oh, okay. I'd be in bed right now. I'm not lying. I'm good. So, you, Edidion, your name.
Yes.
It's unique and it's unusual. And is there a meaning behind the name?
Yes, there is. My name is Nigerian. And it translates to the blessing of God given to me by my amazing grandmother. And I decided to use my birth name as my stage name because I knew that no one else had that name. And there's so much power behind my name and so much, you know, history and roots and culture to it. And I want people who are in Nigeria, like, whenever they see me or they come across my name, I want them to feel pride and say, yes, he is one of us and he's proud of where he's from. And I love when people from Nigeria react that way to me. They say, oh my gosh, are you from Nigeria? Are you from this, you know, region? I'm like, yes, I am. And they're really proud and they're really supportive of me and my journey. So yes, that's the story behind my name. And whenever I try to get people to pronounce it, there's this technique I give them. So I say, basically, it's like Celine Dion, but Edidion. So like that.
Okay. Now that I get.
Yes.
Because they sound so close.
Yes.
In a way. So that would help. With the pronunciation. Never heard of it that way before. It's a learning process.
Definitely.
I mean, between Edidion, which to me sounds really easy and it flows.
Mm-hmm.
For someone who doesn't, I don't know if it's just the tongue twisting in their mind is more of a tongue twister or if they're looking at it as syllables.
Right.
I don't know, but it is a really easy and smooth name to pronounce.
I agree. 100%.
So, you said you use this as your stage name.
Yes, I do.
Because no one else has it.
Yes.
Were you at one point in time planning on using a different name?
I was thinking of, this is so hilarious, I was thinking of going with either, I can't believe I'm saying this. So there's a name that I used to have, Ed Mann, I was thinking of going with at one point, my shortened version, Eddie. But I just felt like those names, you know, don't truly define me. And I feel like my birth name is so unique and strong as it is. And it's a way for me to embrace my name, because there was one point where I was embarrassed by it. Because when you grow up in London and you're surrounded by people who have, you know, names like John and Mark and Adam, and then you have Eddie Deong that no one can pronounce, you know, it's an adjustment to get used to the name. So that was my way of reclaiming that power and say, you know what, this is my name, I'm proud of it. And just because people may not understand it or pronounce it the right way, I'm not going to be shamed by it. So yeah, I think it's a powerful statement, if you ask me. So yeah.
Okay, so with you being a singer and a songwriter,
yes,
how does that translate for you when you are sitting down and you're prepping for a song? And do you also produce your own music as well?
I produced a lot of my early material, and whenever I'm in the studio, I do have a hand in the production, in terms of I contribute a lot of ideas. So I'll be sat next to the engineer and producer, and I will, you know, say to them, for example, I want strings here, or I want the beat to come in here, or drop the beat there, or, you know, I'm very hands-on when it comes to the instrumentation side of my music. So I definitely do produce, I have produced, and I don't produce so much of my music now, because I wanted to go in a more professional direction with my music. So most of the beats that I did produce, you know, they sound pretty, well, not basic in a bad way, but it just didn't truly show the direction I wanted to go in. So I started to buy beats. So once I bought beats, I was like, yes, you know, this is how I want my music to sound, and this is my direction as an artist. So I went in that direction. But in the future, I definitely will get back into producing my own songs. You know, there are songs that I write all the time that are quite personal. And, you know, I'll just get my keyboard out and start producing. Sometimes when I do my live shows, I do produce some of those intros and beats on there. So I still am creative, but I just don't do it so much with my songs. But when I am in the studio, best believe I'm very involved and hands-on with every aspect of it.
All right, so what was it that inspired you to become a singer and a songwriter?
Wow. Well, what inspired me was definitely seeing my favorite artist on television. Although I was born with the love of music, I have been dancing since I was born. I was always obsessed with MTV. I loved reading, you know, those gossip magazines. I was always just very interested in entertainment, arts, and celebrity culture. So when I saw Usher on television, Michael Jackson, it was like a light bulb moment. I was like, wow, this is what I want to do. I want to do that. So obviously from that point on, I then started to take it more seriously. So I took dance lessons, singing lessons. I did drama in school. So I took in plays and did several summer workshops in acting, dancing, and singing. So I was very involved with the arts growing up. Anything creative, I was a part of it. So that was my inspiration and my drive to become the artist I am today. And I feel like in today's generation, I don't really see anyone in R&B that is holding it down the way Usher used to or the way Michael used to. So I would definitely like to be one of the new faces of R&B and, you know, bring back that, you know, level of entertainment and excellence on the stage and choreography and the production. So whenever people go on my YouTube channel and they see live shows, they will see that I give every piece of myself on stage, and I'm very passionate about that. And yeah, I'm just very inspired by legends of the old school, because I feel like those are the true teachers. So I follow them and hope to, you know, be an icon like them. So yeah.
Okay. With you saying that, would you say that you would agree to be a good artist, you need to know and study the history behind the music?
1,000%. You definitely have to learn about the artists who came before you, and you also need to listen and to study music of the past, because that is what led us to where we are now. And every great artist, you know, they take a piece from people who came before them. And I want to be the type of artist that sticks around. I don't want to be an artist that is popular for a short time and then disappears. So that's why I personally choose to look at legends such as Luther Vandross, Tina Turner, Stevie Wonder, PM Dawn, Prince, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, people of that caliber who I have a lot of respect for, you know, people who made great bodies of work, people who were creative, unique, different, and weren't afraid to go against the grain and be themselves. And, you know, I also went to university to study music and music business and production, music theory, live performance, vocals, because I truly want to be good at what I do. I think it's important to study your craft and hone your craft. Don't just go into something and just do it for the sake of doing it. Truly become a master at it so that people can respect you. So I do think that it's important that you must not only study those who came before you, but also don't be afraid to learn from older people and have respect for the people who paved the way for you as well. So yeah.
Okay. With your latest, your newest single, I should say,
yeah,
that you just released, Get Away.
Yes.
How would you say that fits into your craft, which you were just talking about, going to school, learning the craft? How were you able to use that when working on Get Away?
I was able to use my skills in that song because I actually crafted that song from scratch with the producer. This, you know, wasn't a song that was handed to me. It was literally, you know, built from scratch. And when I was writing this song, I took inspiration from R&B from the early 2000s. So artists such as, you know, Craig David and Usher, and, you know, people like that. And when you listen to the song, I think it's quite genius because it's like two songs in one. So the first half of the song is Getaway, like, you know, let's go on a getaway, basically. And then in the second half of the song, it's, you know, let's get away. So it's like using two different words that sound the same. So if people pay attention, it's two songs in one. And with this song in particular, I really wanted to show people my inspirations growing up. You know, I'm very inspired by R&B, and there is a genre that's quite popular in the UK, house and garage music, and that's what I grew up listening to at home, and I've always wanted to do a song like that. So I had this idea, and I told the producer, I said, I have this idea that when we get to the bridge of the song, I want to go in a completely different direction and drive up the tempo and just go in a whole new direction and like write a whole new section. And he thought I was crazy at first. So what I did was I actually produced a demo version of what I wanted him to do. And I sent it to him and I said, this is what I want to do. So he had a basis to go off. So I definitely felt like I used a lot of my, you know, skills as a producer in this song and as a songwriter. And I also took inspiration from people who came before me, and I crafted a very unique song. I'm not saying this to be arrogant, but I definitely feel like Getaway is definitely one of the best songs to come out this year. And I'm very proud to say that my song Getaway charted on Amazon Music on 3 different charts, on mainstream charts with no promotion. So it's the first time I've actually had a song of mine chart. So that tells me that people are receptive to my music, and people just want to hear that good R&B again, you know, not violence, not degrading women, just a feel-good R&B song that we all used to love, you know, listening to growing up. So yes, that's the story behind Getaway.
Well, it's nice that you want to bring back,
yes,
a lot of the, I don't want to say older music, but
classic.
Yeah, because it was, I won't say the 80s because it's a newer version, but it's not that violence.
Yeah.
It's true music, as someone had told me. And it's nice that you're trying to bring it back.
Yes.
It's trying to relive and be revised and brought back to the newer generations,
yes,
that only know what's going on with the shooting and the and all that stuff. So I appreciate you for that, because I miss that music. With you saying that you built Getaway from scratch, basically.
Yeah.
Did you collaborate with anyone on that song?
I did.
In particular?
So I produced a song with Adriano Desire. He's a young producer, and we worked on the song together, and it was such a fun experience because, as I mentioned previously, usually I would just purchase the beat of the song. So it would just be created as it is, and I would just write on top of it. But this time it was so fun having a bunch of ideas and being able to build this song brick by brick. It was such a fun experience. And going forward, that's how I'm going to create my music. So I am working on an EP right now. I don't have a release date, but there's a whole bunch of new songs that are going to show more of my creativity and my identity, because I have noticed that most of my successful songs are the ones that show my unique identity and my own ideas, as opposed to me doing what I feel is trendy. So yeah, I've had a really great time working on this song, and I love performing it as well. It's such a good energy on stage when I do that song. So yeah.
Okay, so this is what I want to do with Didion. I'm going to play your newest single, and the name of the song is entitled Getaway.
Yes.
And it's by Edidion.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Edidion. Oh, yeah. What's your name, baby girl? Nice to meet ya. Been on a mission all my life trying to seek ya. Brown eyes got me mesmerized. Baby, you and I feel so right. Why the hell you with that guy? Going through his phone cause you been new. He's no good, I can put you on that new new. You're too fine for that, ain't got time for that. If you're rolling with me, I can change all that. Baby, girl, close your eyes and imagine love, protection, and passion. You're a diamond, he treats you like plastic, baby. How you gon' fly with dead weight? Make the best move like checkmate. I just wanna show you what you deserve, so take a ride with me. Maybe it's fate, gotta take a chance in life, don't wait. It'll find you, relax, don't chase. Make a getaway, put me in his place, oh. Maybe it's fate, gotta take a chance in life, don't wait. It'll find you, relax, don't chase. Make a getaway, put me in his place, oh. You off on the gram like a trophy, but can't even pick up the phone when you're lonely. He's only with you cause for him it's beneficial. If it were me, I'd get a ring, make it official. I keep it real and true, ain't no pretense. Just wanna get to know you, we can be friends. It's a matter of time before the colors he hides. Shows you a disguise to make me your guy. Girl, close your eyes and imagine love, protection, and passion. You're a diamond, he treats you like plastic, baby. How you gon' fly with dead weight? Make the best move like checkmate. I just wanna show you what you deserve, so take a ride with me. Maybe it's fate, gotta take a chance in life, don't wait. It'll find you, relax, don't chase. Make a getaway, put me in his place, oh. Maybe it's fate, gotta take a chance in life, don't wait. It'll find you, relax, don't chase. Make a getaway, put me in his place, oh.
Hey baby, say the word. You're a queen, you deserve the world. You got that special something. Damn girl, you got me falling. What you need, baby, say the word. You're a queen, you deserve the world. You got that special something. Damn girl, you got me falling for ya. Girl, let's get away. We can leave it today. Don't you worry about nothing. My love is real, I ain't bluffing. Girl, let's get away. We can leave it today. Don't you worry about nothing. My love is real, I ain't bluffing. You're in a sticky situation. It ain't working out. You need a vacation. Girl, let's get away. We can leave it today. Don't you worry about nothing. My love is real, I ain't bluffing.
Every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. That song was Getaway, and it was by UK artist Edidion. Now, Edidion, what was your creative process like when you were writing the song Getaway?
I actually took the story of that song from something that one of my best friends was going through. She was going through a situation where her partner just wasn't respecting her. She would give her all into the relationship and like be there for him, and he just didn't give her the same in return. Like it definitely wasn't a 50-50 relationship. And you know, sometimes people stay in these toxic relationships and these relationships where they're not getting what they deserve, and people settle because they feel like they probably won't find anyone better, or they feel like they're a certain age, so, you know, I just may as well stay, you know. So I wanted to create a song where I could empower women and men and show them that, you know, you deserve better. Like, don't stay in a toxic situation. Know your self-worth and seek better. And I just wanted to have that, you know, classic R&B song where, you know, I'm singing, I'm painting the picture, and I'm telling a story, and I'm just trying to make this person see that, look, you know, he's not treating you right, he doesn't respect you, he's just using you, he's probably texting other people, you need to get out of here and, you know, find a guy like me or find someone else, you know. So it's just, again, it's that classic R&B tale, and I don't hear songs like that anymore today. So I just wanted to write something like that, you know, with a nice fresh twist. And yeah, that was the basis of my songwriting process for the song.
Okay. Before I get into the next song, I did want to ask you these last two questions. Would you say that social media has changed the music industry, and how has it helped you with your music career?
Social media and the internet have definitely changed the music industry. On the positive side, it gives a lot of artists the ability to independently release their music and showcase their talent without needing to go through a record label or a company. So that's the great thing about it, is that people can freely share their art and build their own audience and fan base. On the other hand, you know, it definitely makes the industry more saturated, and the basis for what makes people pay attention to you, it's not the talent, it's the followers, it's the numbers, it's the comments, it's the analytics and the demographics, you know, which is why you're not seeing a lot of artists with depth and longevity and talent being pushed to the forefront. It's just people who have a lot of followers and engagement, which in some cases is a good thing, but for the most part, it's affecting genres, in my opinion, like R&B, because I don't like when people say R&B is dead and what's happened to R&B. Nothing's happened to R&B. There are so many talented and innovative musicians out here making great music videos, and great bodies of work and albums, but because they're not pushed into the algorithm, you simply won't see or hear from them. Or if they're not being played by radio, you won't see or hear from them. So social media is a double-edged sword. I think it's a really good platform because, yeah, if you don't have a label or a team, you can, you know, push yourself and build your own audience. And even if people want to pay attention or not, you know, you can make them pay attention off the strength of you and your fan base. And social media has helped me because it's given me a platform to showcase my music, and I've started to build my own tribe, and I'm seeing that I'm actually building fans. And when you post videos or pictures, or, you know, even if you go live on Instagram or live on Facebook, you know, you get to connect with people who don't know you, and you get to reach people all over the world thanks to social media. So you can build your audience and build your tribe from the comfort of your own home. So I do think it's a really great platform, but you just have to know how to use it. And one thing I will just put out there to other artists is that don't allow social media to run your life and to determine your self-worth, because I've been there before, and it's a really dark place to be in. If you don't get a certain amount of likes on a post or certain streams on a song, you then start to tell yourself, oh, that means I'm not good enough and no one cares about me. And it definitely sends you down a dark spiral. So make music because you love it and be creative just for the fun of creativity. And eventually you will connect with the right people. I have been grinding since 2010, literally, and I'm finally starting to get somewhere with my career. I'm not where I want to be, but I feel like I'm starting to get somewhere, and it's a testament to not giving up and just believing in yourself and not allowing social media to run you. So yeah, that's my thoughts on social media.
Okay, so now that we've talked about social media and how it's helped you, I would like to get into your last song for the evening. This song is featured by, my featured guest, Hididion. having a moment right now. So bear with me.
It's okay.
Song is entitled Concentration, and I hope everyone enjoys.
Pretty little thing caught my eye, yeah. Shorty a bad beat, certified, yeah. She on the dance floor going crazy. She dirty dancing, no Swayze. I like the way she whines, slow motion. She got me love drunk, no potion. I wanna take her back to the crib, yeah, so we can get it lit with the quickness. Girl, I think I'm falling for ya. So damn fine, I can't ignore ya. You're commanding all my attention. I'm losing all my concentration. I'm losing all my concentration. I'm losing all my concentration. Work your body, work it for me. Girl, you got me going crazy. I'm losing all my concentration. I'm losing all my concentration. Diamonds on my grill gon' shine. Talking all night on your hotline. I wanna beat it up like the baseline. Like eyes with my hands on your waistline. You need a winner, get at me. I'm like the winner, so icy. Nobody gon' do you the same way. Coast to coast trip in a PJ. Girl, I think I'm falling for ya. So damn fine, I can't ignore ya. You're commanding all my attention. I'm losing all my concentration. I'm losing all my concentration. I'm losing all my concentration. Work your body, work it for me. Girl, you got me going crazy. I'm losing all my concentration. I'm losing all my concentration. Yeah. Girl, you know you're my fixation. It's hard to resist temptation. Girl, I think I'm falling for ya. So damn fine, I can't ignore ya. You're commanding all my attention. I'm losing all my concentration. I'm losing all my concentration. I'm losing all my concentration. Work your body, work it for me. Girl, you got me going crazy. I'm losing all my concentration. 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 Work your body, work it for me. Girl, you got me going crazy. I'm losing all my concentration. 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 I'm losing all my concentration.
Hey, my name is Elle, and you are now listening to In the Know with Oheniwa, highlighting independent artists in their music.
All right, everyone, that song you just heard playing was Concentration, and it's by my featured artist this evening, Edidion. What was the inspiration behind that song?
The inspiration behind that song was getting in touch with my African roots. I've done a lot of R&B and pop songs, but I haven't done Afrobeat yet. So a lot of people for many years have asked me, like, when are you going to do Afrobeat? And I put out Concentration at a time where Wizkid and Tems and Tiwa Savage and all these Nigerian superstars were dominating the charts. So I felt like it was perfect timing. And I just wrote a fun song and put it out. And it was very in touch with my African roots. And I had a lot of fun making it in the studio. Usually I'm very detailed and I'm very into everything. And I tend to overthink things and I'm very serious, you know. But this time I just wanted to have fun, have a good time and not take myself too seriously. And that's how Concentration was born. And I kept thinking of carnival and parties and, you know, summertime and just dance and just that good vibrational energy. And I just wanted to create a really fun song that was catchy and upbeat and, you know, simple to sing along to, you know. And I've gotten so much great feedback on this song, and people say that this is definitely one of my best songs and they play it all the time and it's so catchy. And, you know, they're asking me, oh, please do another song, you know, like this, you know. So it's a good feeling that when you try something different and it goes well and it's received well. So I enjoy taking risks, and I'm a very versatile artist. I don't like to stay in one lane. I will always swerve in a different lane and try a new sound, try something different. And I think, you know, Black artists, you know, don't ever feel boxed in and feel like, oh, because you're Black, you just have to make R&B and rap music. No, make whatever you want to make, you know, do you, you know. So I have fun with my music, and whenever I perform live, people will definitely notice that every song sounds different to the previous one. And I've got dance music, Afrobeat, dubstep, pop, rock, you name it, you know. So I'm having fun with music and I'm really enjoying it, and I'm getting back to that place I was in when I was a child, and I just loved music for what it was. And I wasn't concerned about the charts or radio or TikTok or trying to please people. I'm just making music because I love it and I just want to make people feel good. So yeah, that's the story behind Concentration.
Okay. Now, when was this song released?
I released Concentration last year. Yeah, last year.
Okay. And as far as who produced this song as well?
I didn't work with this person. I purchased the beat, but his name is Ransom Beats. He produced it, and once I heard the beat, I just knew this is mine and I have to jump on this. This is crazy. I love how it's Afrobeat. It has a lot of elements of, you know, classic African rhythm, but it's still contemporary and still R&B, which perfectly describes me. So I was able to still, you know, be myself on the song because, you know, I didn't want to try to copy someone else or try to sound a certain way. I just wanted to still remain me and have my classic sound, but on an Afrobeat track. And I definitely felt like I pulled that off. And, you know, guys, please go on my YouTube channel and check out the music video for Concentration, which I released last year. I worked very hard on that video. It's the video of my dreams. I got to dance from beginning to end in that video, and it's a very colorful video with, you know, nice fashions and, you know, all sorts. So guys, go check out my music video for Concentration on YouTube right now.
Okay. Now, as an artist, we don't really talk about that much. Where to find your music, or where to purchase it. Where can the listeners either purchase your music or able to download your music from?
Listeners and fans worldwide, you can find my music on all major music platforms such as Tidal, Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube, Deezer, all of the main platforms. And if you can't find my music, please feel free to find me on Facebook, Instagram, or send me an email and I'll be happy to send you some links. Most of the links to my music can be found in all of my bios on every social media page I'm on. But once again, feel free to come and find me directly if you can't find my music. And when you do search my music, my correct spelling of my name is E-D-I-D-I-O-N. That's E-D-I-D-I-O-N. It's Edidion. So it's not New Edition or any other name that it may come up with. It's Edidion. So make sure that you have the correct spelling, because sometimes it sort of trips the system and my songs don't come up sometimes. So yes, my songs can be found on all major platforms that you listen to your music regularly.
Now, being that you're over in the UK, and I wanted to know, what is the music scene like over there versus here in the States?
I think, well, in America, I would say there is more of a hub for, you know, talent there. Like when you think of America, you definitely think of Hollywood and music and art and, you know, acting and theater and, you know, going on Broadway and, you know, great things like that. So I feel like there is a lot more of, you know, platforms and places to go in America that you can showcase your talent and a lot of people who are connected. Whereas in London, there are some places like that, but I feel like you have to really work your way up and, you know, network and build a lot of connections just so you can get in the door somewhat. You know, I feel like I'm just starting to get in the door and I've been grinding for years. So I feel like you have to really put in the work in London, and the dominant sound in London is drill and rap music and, you know, grime music. R&B is not the primary, you know, genre here. So you have to work harder to stand out, you know, and make a name for yourself. That's why, again, I'm grateful for social media, because I can reach different countries that do appreciate, you know, R&B. So I would say that's the difference. I feel like I have been well received overseas. Like I get a lot of international countries, and my most dominant country is America. You know, I've been embraced by the States from the beginning, you know, and I often get, you know, invites to come out and perform there and, you know, things like that. And that's definitely one of my goals. I would love to come to America and do a few shows and, you know, tour there. Like that would be a dream come true. So yeah, I'd say those are the differences, I'd say.
Okay. Before I let you go, because we're getting close to the time. Is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners?
Yes, of course. Guys, please follow me on Instagram at official Edidion. So that's official Edidion. And if you are in the UK or even overseas and you want to come to one of my shows, I always update my fans and supporters with my upcoming shows. So feel free to reach out to me and, you know, come and see me live in person. And I always post my songs and my interviews and all my latest content on my YouTube channel. So also go to my YouTube and subscribe. So that's youtube.com/officialedidion. So go over to my YouTube and check out my live performances, music videos. And I've also got some really cool behind the scenes content on there. So if you want to see me in the studio working on my songs, or if you want to see me behind the scenes on my music videos and so forth and so on, check out my YouTube channel. And yeah, and to anyone who maybe wants to book me for a show, just send me an email or find me on social media and I will respond to you swiftly. And we can discuss that, because I'm open to doing shows internationally. And I just want to give a shout out to my fans and supporters out there for rocking with me and showing me love and sending me messages of encouragement, and for streaming my music and really supporting me. I appreciate every single one of you. And thank you to Ohiniwa for having me on her show. I've had a really great time. And yeah, just thank you all for your support. And also thank you once again for giving independent artists a platform to showcase their music and to promote themselves. There needs to be more platforms like this. So thank you for giving us a platform to shine on. So yes, that's it.
That's what I'm here for, is to be able to highlight you artists and also get your music played out there for the world to hear. Edidion, I would like to thank you for being on my show. And you have a nice evening.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye, everyone. Bye.
All right. I would like to thank all my listeners. The next show for In the Know with Ohiniwa is going to be aired on August the 10th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure to check out the next music showcase, well, IL Radio's music showcase, which will air on Thursday, August 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I will be the host of that show. Also, make sure to check out Getting Real with Roz. Her next show will air on August the 21st at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and her special guest will be singer, songwriter, and activist Aria Elin. Getting Real with Roz broadcasts the third Monday of each month live. You all, hope you enjoyed the show, and everyone have a nice evening. Good night.